Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, sustainability is fast becoming a key driver of brand value. That's the message from the just-released Brand Finance Africa 200 report. It ranks the continent's most sustainable brands based on how consumers perceive their environmental, social, and governance performance. At the top of the list, telecoms giants like MTN, Safaricom and Vodacom, banks like Absa, Standard also making the cut. But I think this isn't just about good intentions. The report also assigns a dollar value to sustainability perception, showing just how much reputational equity brands gain by being seen as responsible. So let's discuss the findings. Robert Hay is Strategy and Sustainability Director at Brand Finance. Robert, very warm welcome to you. In brand terms then, why is sustainability increasingly important?
Well, sustainability has been around ever since, well, I suppose, you know, ever since brands have been operating, but certainly since the 1980s, it's been a prevalent theme. But as issues like climate change have become more and more prevalent and more part of the global conversation, and the linkages that brands have to sustainability have become more and more apparent and part of the conversations that consumers are having, so it's become more and more imperative that they are taking action, and in particular are seen to be taking action, because that's just an incredibly important demand, not just for consumers but for all sorts of brand stakeholders.
So in your opinion then, how much does ESG perception actually influence brand loyalty, or for that matter purchasing decision?
Well, it varies a lot from sector to sector and by country as well, actually. As part of our Sustainability Perceptions Index, which is the core study that Brand Finance undertakes to look into this, we see a quite a wide range of roles for sustainability, anywhere from sort of around 3% of total purchasing variability up to about 24%. So in some sectors like sort of industrials, where brands are a bit more commodified and brand plays a slightly smaller role, we tend to see a smaller role for sustainability there as well. But then in other sectors where, for example, with luxury, interestingly, almost regardless of what the industry is, with luxury, you see a very strong, powerful role for sustainability from the high teens into the mid-20s.
MTN in South Africa, and in fact on the African continent, tops the list, if I've read this correctly, in terms of sustainability value, but not necessarily the perception score. Is there a discrepancy there?
Yes, there is. So there's a couple of key points here. So the largest brands tend to have the largest sustainability perceptions value, and that's for two reasons. One is your sustainability perceptions value is sort of part of your brand value. So in a way, if you're taking a slice of that pie, if your starting brand value is bigger, your sustainability perceptions value is going to be bigger. But that's only going to be possible if sustainability genuinely matters. So in the telecom sector, you know, in the supermarket sector, where we see some of these brands that have the largest sustainability perceptions values in South Africa, sustainability may not play the biggest role, but it does play a very, very important role. And because there is so much brand value at stake for brands like MTN and Vodacom, that means that their sustainability perceptions value is very, very high. But as you say, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are seen to be the most sustainable brands. There we see some brands like M-Pesa, Checkers and Woolworths that come out when you're looking purely at, you know, which big brands do consumers perceive to be the most committed to sustainability.
I acknowledge perception and optics are important, but the report, again, if I understand this, measures perception rather than pure ESG performance. Is there a risk that greenwashing maybe gets rewarded?
Well, what we seek to do with this study is to actually measure perceptions, because we feel that's been, in a way, a kind of under-recorded element of this conversation. And what we're seeking to do is to make sure that brands are aware of how these perceptions are kind of shaping their economic future. But I agree, it's very important to look at that alongside sustainability performance. So what we do is actually to map sustainability performance versus perception. And we see some really interesting patterns there. So there will be brands that are both performing well and communicating about it well and securing the deserved kind of economic performance that would entail. On the other hand, you see brands that aren't doing very much and they're not talking about it. But then perhaps most interestingly, you see brands that, yes, maybe are greenwashing or certainly have perceptions of their commitment that run ahead of what they're actually doing. But then you also have brands that are greenhushing, we would say. So their performance and the actions that they're taking are very significant. They're really kind of doing well, at least relative to their peers. But actually, they're deciding not to talk about that very much, or they're not communicating about it in a very effective way that cuts through to consumers. And that, in a way, can be just as much of a risk in this situation as greenwashing. Because if we lose that momentum and we lose that kind of continuation of the sustainability conversation, we might see a kind of slowdown in the action that underpins it.
Safaricom scoring the highest on perception. What are they doing right that other brands should learn from?
Well, I mean, Safaricom and M-Pesa, in a way, that it's something that is actually quite hard for a lot of brands to emulate, because sort of inherent in their operating models is sort of social inclusion. I guess the biggest lesson is to think that how can you kind of wrap sustainability into your entire operating model? Now, for some brands, that won't necessarily be credible. But I guess the a broader learning is to think, how can we, you know, rather than doing one specific campaign that might be sustainability themed that we then abandon and you know, doesn't really leave a legacy with consumer impressions, you know, or isn't seen as credible, how can we kind of build sustainability into our operating model over the long term and really make it sort of look like a long-term commitment that is sort of authentic to what we do?
As climate and social risks start to intensify and intensify radically, do you think now that sustainability and the perception factor has to become a bigger part of overall brand value? Have we crossed the abyss in that respect?
Well, in some ways, we're at quite an interesting inflection point, I think. You know, in some sectors, whether it's oil and gas, whether it's technology, we've seen brands either stepping back from some of their climate commitments or some of their broader sustainability commitments, or going very quiet, green hushing, and not really talking about it. So sustainability has definitely been increasing, you know, over the last 5, 10, 20 years as an extremely kind of salient and now very valuable topic for brands to engage with. But, you know, whether it's the situation in the US or kind of investor pushback in Europe, we're almost seeing a bit of a pause in the acceleration of that trend. Now, I think over the longer term, we will see a continued role for sustainability and a continued increase in the importance of that role. And that's actually why so many brands are continuing to kind of push ahead with their sustainability commitments, even if they're not talking about it. But we're definitely a bit of an interesting one where you need a very nuanced approach to make sure that you communicate with your customers, investors, and also governments in the right way at the moment.
Just finally, as we've been having this conversation, it obviously occurs to me that the top performers are telecoms and banks. Where are the retailers, the manufacturers, and the consumer brands?
Well, this sort of goes back to the point I was making earlier around the scale. So, you know, in banking, there's a lot of value at stake. And so sustainability, almost regardless of kind of how important it is, will, you know, have a significant value attached to it. And that is a lesson in itself. It means that regardless of whether you're a brand that has a sustainability specific positioning, or regardless of whether you think it's really differentiating in your sector, you do still need to be very mindful of it, say, if you're a bank, and you do still need to manage that reputation carefully because so much value is on the line. But there are other brands, say, in the retail sector, like Woolworths, which, you know, has always had a very strong sustainability positioning, particularly from the environmental point of view, and that we've seen Woolworths do consistently exceptionally well, not actually just in South Africa, but really at a global level in terms of its perceived commitment.
Appreciate your time. That's Robert Hayes, Strategy and Sustainability Director at Brand Finance.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.